And now, another edition of Classic Storytime with the Musers. A special service for the P1s, retelling our favorite stories you might have missed.
And I'm not sure we've ever told the full story of Smell It All Up. And this came up a couple of weeks ago when we did our Musers AMA during virtual ticket stock. And we were on a Zoom with about 200 P1s that had reserved a spot in the AMA room. And we got this one question from a P1 in Denton. And he said, I want to make a pilgrimage today to the convenience store where the Smell It All Up story happened. Can you tell me where it is? And of course, I can vividly remember exactly where that convenience store is. And George, you've been in Denton more recently than I have, and you confirm that it is still there.
I pass that store two or three times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought we should tell the full Smell It All Up story because I don't know that we've ever done that on the program. So here it is, and a little background. This is Denton, Texas, in the mid-80s, and we're in college at North Texas. And at the time, there are four of us in an apartment. It's me, it's George, it's Grizzy, and it's Skip. Those are the four of us that met in the dorm at West Hall, and we had a first apartment together out north of TWU, and then we moved to the Oaks, which is right by campus, right by the IOOF cemetery in Denton.
Did we overcrowd our apartment?
Yes.
Our friends mainly just like two dudes to an apartment, and we made it four just to be cheap?
Yes, we overcrowded it, but I think a lot of people did, and probably still do.
It's a great way to cut down on rent.
Man, no kidding. Our rent was like $50 a month, probably, because you got four guys in a two-bedroom. All right, so the other couple of items to know is that in our apartment, like I'm sure in a lot of college apartments or apartments that are shared by single guys, you develop your own language. So in our apartment, for example, if somebody was, we're all sitting around watching TV and somebody had to scratch their nether regions, they would announce balch.
You had to call it out.
Which is a contraction of ball itch.
Now, so, there was one member of our apartment who called it out more than most.
Yes. But you would call out balch. Or if your armpit itched and you needed to scratch it, you would call out pitch. Because you had a pit itch or a ball itch.
So stupid. So junior high. But, yeah, that's what we did.
We also had
vitch.
No. What would that be?
Yeah, what would that be? One of us would have a vitch?
Yeah. George, mainly.
We also had different names for different items that we used throughout the day. For example, shaving cream was shave-em. And deodorant was smell-em. Very important to the Smell It All Up story. Deodorant, we called smell-em. So this is one afternoon. George, you were not there, but Grizzy, Skip, and I were sitting in the living room. And you know in college, especially if you're slackers like we were, you always have a lot of spare time. So I'm guessing at this time we were watching MASH reruns or Magnum PI or something, Wheel of Fortune. We were doing anything but homework. And Grizzy says, I need to go to the convenience store to get some smell-em. Do you guys want to go? And of course, Skip and I said yes, because in college, you're always up for a field trip because you've got nothing going on.
Yeah, that'll kill some more time.
So, wow, okay, this is a 15-minute diversion. Absolutely, we're up for a field trip. So this was walkable, so we leave the apartment, the Oaks in Denton, and we walk through the IOOF cemetery to get to Carroll, which is a main street in Denton where this convenience store was. And I always thought it was weird, by the way, that the Oaks apartments, which back then were party central, and North Texas was a huge party school in the 80s, I always thought it was weird that all these nightly parties happen in the Oaks apartments right next to this gigantic cemetery.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of 20-year-old kids. We're going to live forever, man. Right there.
Looking at the batch of other 20-year-old kids at one point, you thought that.
Yes, but never making the connection that we're not going to live forever.
A bunch of olds got buried a long time ago.
Right.
Something called IOOF. We don't even know what that means.
International Organization of Odd Fellows, we would later figure out.
Yeah.
So Grizzy, Skip, and I start walking through the cemetery, to get to this little strip mall, which if you want to make the pilgrimage today and you're in Denton, it's off of Carroll, just north of Eagle, right to the northeast of the IOOF cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Little strip mall there, and there's this convenience center that convenience store that I'm sure has had 10 different names in 30 years.
Yeah.
Pretty beaten down. And so we walk in. And when we walk in, we notice the clerk behind the desk appears to be of Middle Eastern descent and may have recently lived there. And he smiles and waves at us as we walk in. Well, then we start to go down one aisle. I think Skip went down the other aisle looking for chocolate donuts. And Grizzy and I are walking down the aisle, and Grizzy says, "I wonder where the smell-em is." And the clerk behind the desk says, very loudly with a smile on his face, "That's right. Smell it up. Smell it all up."
Ah, yes. One of the great quotes in this nation's history.
He heard Grizzy say, "Where's the smell-em? I wonder where it is." And he responds with, "That's right. Smell it up. Smell it all up."
Yes. Smell it all up.
And we paused and were so confused. We didn't know what he was wanting us to do. Was that general life advice? Just stop and smell the roses? Because there was nothing in that convenience store that was cooking. Like, you know, some 7-Elevens will have hot dogs going, or there was nothing cooking in there for us to smell.
He was just trying to be a part of the gang. Just, hey, that's right. Smell it all up while you're at it.
So confused, we still found some deodorant. I think Skip found the chocolate donuts. And when we went to the counter to check out, the guy just had this big smile on his face. And he was just so happy that somebody was there and that he was able to impart this wisdom of smelling it all up to us. That maybe he actually taught us a lesson. And so I don't think we ever questioned him, like, what did you want us to smell? Or what does that phrase mean? Or is that a...
No, y'all found common ground.
Pearl of wisdom in your homeland that you want to share with us, and if so, we appreciate that. We just were very confused. But that's all we could talk about as we walked back to the apartment through the IOOF cemetery was, he just told us to smell it all up. To smell it up, and so we had...
Didn't you convert him into being Irish?
Well...
Over the years, yeah.
So I consulted Grizzy yesterday to see if there were any notes to this story that I was missing, and the only one that he wanted to make sure that we added was that once we told George this story, George then, over the next few days and weeks, created a new character that would hang around the apartment named McShane, who was an Irishman who told us to, "Boys, if you do one thing before you leave God's green earth, smell it up. Smell it all up." You turned the clerk into an Irishman named McShane.
I don't remember that, but I'll take credit for it.
McShane.
I do remember us laughing at that the first time he became Irish and was whittling some Irish Spring, I think, at the time.
Right. Behind the counter, whittling Irish Spring. Here's Grizzy say, "Smell him," and then launches into, "Guys, if you do one thing before you die, and I tell all lads and lasses this,
promise old McShane one thing."
"You'll smell it up. You'll smell it all up."
Somehow he became a wise Irishman.
That's right.
So that is the smell it all up story. I'm not sure if it's ever been told on this station in such full detail, but when you hear us now from time to time say, "Smell it up," or reference McShane, now you know the rest of the story.
Yay!
Wow, you know. I didn't know the graveyard part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We lived right next to a graveyard.
And it'd be funny today if that convenience store gets a spike in business and a lot of people making a pilgrimage there. And if that guy, if McShane is still behind the counter, let us know.
The Middle Eastern Irishman.
Ask him where it is. Do you have any smell him, and where is it? All right, 7:48 on the ticket.